During the recent Republican convention in New York, delegates brandished flip-flop sandals with John Kerry's likeness, accusing the Democratic senator of shifting his stance on issues like operations in Iraq. Kerry supporters have pointed out that President Bush has had his own history of 180s, including reversals on steel tariffs, opposing then supporting an independent 9/11 commission, and repeatedly revising his rationale for invading Iraq. David Cannon is a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says Kerry's challenge is in explaining his initial support of the war in Iraq as contrasted to his current opposition of it.
Clearly, voters are concerned about what has been portrayed, and I think accurately so, as an evolving position anyway on Iraq for John Kerry.
But while Bush staffers have tried depicting the president as a resolute and staunch decision-maker, Cannon says this can also backfire.
He's trying to portray his leadership as tough on terrorism. He's going to stick to the commitment to our troops in Iraq as long as it takes to establish democracy there. But if that is done in a more arrogant, kind of in-your-face way, one that seems to not be willing to adapt to changing circumstances, then that could become a political liability at some point as well.
For now, accusations of waffling seem to have affected Kerry's campaign more than Bush's. But in the final weeks leading up to election night, voters may tire of this message. The president's father, George Bush Sr., played the same card against Bill Clinton and lost his 1992 re-election bid amidst a struggling economy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.